Welcome to the AFD Tech Talk podcast. We are a bunch of friends who meet from time to time to have riveting conversations about tech and world innovation. You're gonna love us, so be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AFD Tech Talk. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Google Podcasts. Good afternoon and welcome to the AFD Tech Talk podcast. I am Salam Donyo, your host, and I'm here in the studio with Edu G, who I've not seen in quite some time, except since the OnlyFans episode.
OnlyFans, yeah, that was like two or three months ago.
You know, whenever I see you, I think hair-wise, you and I are polar opposites.
Wow. That's well, actually true, because you don't have a beard and then I have I have one. Yeah.
This guy just ended me. One day, my beard will connect and you not have the chance to talk to me like this.
Sorry.
Ever again. Mm-mm. All right. And we are joined by the lovely Miss Jennifer Barr.
Hi.
Great to have you. Great to have a feminine face for a change on this podcast.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Wait, how did you guys meet each other?
I'll let Edu G tell the story and then I'll interject at the right places.
So I was at, I went to a friend's place for this game night event because I had a bunch of friends there. And there were three new faces over there and she was one of the three new faces. So we just introduced ourselves to the room and everyone thought that for some reason I chose to use my middle name because of her.
That was
which
completely
made
true.
No sense.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, we ended up being on the same team and it turns out we made a great team. We won the game.
You won the top, you won the game.
Yes. Well, we're four in the group.
Yes, we're four in the group. Yeah. But I mean it was mostly you and I answering the questions. It was a pick and act or whatever. Yeah.
Something was it 5 seconds or something.
A variation of that, I think.
Yeah.
A game night, how long ago? Because I thought we were still in the pandemic, so social interactions had
this was in November 2020, so yes, it was in the pandemic.
It was in the middle of the pandemic.
But we were like...
In Ghana, it was the post-pandemic.
But we were like less than 10 people. It was well-spaced. It was in a large living room.
Yes, we observed all the protocols. Nobody should come
No one was really going out back then. It was just my friend's house we were going to every day in our houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer, I did a little bit of snooping around on your Twitter. Your bio says that you use the internet to avoid face-to-face interactions. That is quite interesting because I've shared that view about the internet and social media as a whole for some time now, that it allows you to be social and antisocial at the same time.
Yes.
We're going to talk about social interactions. Most especially dating apps, because they have become the most common way for young adults like you and I to meet in this day and age. Ever, especially since the advent of the pandemic, dating apps have basically become like search engines by which people have used to facilitate romantic relationships. And dating apps tend to make use of machine learning based off the information you volunteer about yourself when you're signing up. And I think one of the most popular dating apps we can talk about, for example, is Tinder. And for context, Tinder had a 2020 revenue of $1.4 billion and boasts 75 million active users and 6.5 active monthly subscribers. Wow. And about 60% of the users on Tinder are between the ages of 18 and 35. So we can all agree that for some large, to a very, very large extent, society has sort of accepted the perks that come with using this app. Because prior to that, people were like meeting the, you know, I'm a sucker for meeting people the old fashioned way. Like, although I wouldn't say I'm very, very social, just because it comes with the kind of work I do, you tend to meet a lot of people. But yes, we're going to talk about dating apps as a whole. Let's get on with it.
William, test. Me go. Let's have a pro. Now I'm saying dog pound team, me couple my friend a dog pound. Me a friend is a capella love.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Okay, so let's just get on with it. I don't know who to start with, ladies first or... Oh, no, look.
So you, played out. Oh, my God. Oh, ladies first, then it would be should start.
Wow.
Wow. Edugy is not a lady. Unfortunately, he identifies as a tilapia.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Jennifer, can you tell us a brief background about yourself and maybe your run-in with dating apps?
Hi, I'm Jennifer. There's a part where you guys go like...
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes, hi, Jennifer. Hi,
Jennifer.
It. Yes, and I have used a dating app in my life.
A dating app?
I used Bumble.
You used Bumble? Okay. Yes. We'll talk about it later on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I actually never thought I'd be the kind of person to use a dating app. Usually, I'd like to meet people in person, like you said earlier.
You like to meet people in person?
Yeah.
Even though your profile, internet profile says blah, blah, blah.
I mean, that was before that happened. Meeting so many people made me use that, like using the internet to avoid face-to-face interactions.
Because okay.
I realized that, yeah, sometimes it's not really a good idea to meet half of the people that you meet. But yeah, it's been good. It hasn't been all horrible, which I'm sure we'll get into later.
Okay.
And I saw Edugy there.
Yes.
You saw Edugy on Bumble.
Yes. And okay. I told him, and he swiped left.
He swiped left on you.
On me.
Yes.
In my face. I was sitting by him, and he swiped.
Wow. Left. That must have like really, really, really hurt.
Oh, I'll get him.
You don't do that to young lady.
You don't do that.
You don't do that.
And she swiped right forward.
Because you like her.
Yes.
We are sitting next to each other.
Yes.
Yes.
So I should swipe and what's your favorite color?
It's for the confirmation.
So he should have swiped right so that I would have ignored him. That's how I should have gone.
Actually, yeah, and we'll get to that about how Bumble conversations are initiated by the women first.
By women first, yeah. Yes. We'll talk about all that later. Yeah. But yeah, tell us about, we already know you on this podcast, but so there's some first time listeners who would want to know who Edugy or Abeku as you introduce yourself to Jennifer is.
I am Abeku, also known as Edugy. Famously identifies as a tilapia. Do I need to go into what I do? I think for context sake, no. We just need to go up into the dating scene and why I started using dating apps.
When I started using dating apps.
I think my first experience with a dating app was Tinder, was, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, I think around the same time, I also had my first experience with Tinder.
Oh
yeah, but it was purely out of curiosity.
Sure.
You know, dating apps weren't much of a thing then back in Ghana,
at least. Back in Ghana, yes.
So I'm just like, let me see what this thing is about. Let me see which people in Ghana are on here. So I tried using the dating app. Forgettable experience. And this year, was it last year or this year?
No, Bumble.
I joined Bumble this year.
Oh yeah, the year seems so long.
Yeah, it seems so long.
So this year I joined
2020
Bumble.
And 2021 just seems to have melded into one. It was early this year.
It was early this year I joined Bumble, and this one wasn't out of curiosity. I mean, it was partly out of curiosity, but it was also out of necessity. Because
okay.
I was
you needed a wife.
I was in Cape Coast where we are only like 7 people in the whole city. And I was bored out of my mind not meeting new people. It wasn't necessarily to date people. I just wanted to see which people are around in Cape Coast.
Okay.
So I downloaded the app and I found no one in Cape Coast. Actually, there are people there in Cape Coast, but
no one interested.
We didn't connect.
No one, okay.
In the end, the people I connected with were in Accra.
Okay, wow.
So what are you trying to say about the people in Cape Coast?
Oh no, we just didn't connect. I don't know if I'm the one who didn't swipe right or they are the ones who didn't swipe right. That one day I'll leave it open.
Okay.
Okay.
But yes, there are people in Cape Coast, Kumasi, Accra, Tamale.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, Bumble is quite popular here in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also noticed. So to get you clear, the reason why you'd normally use a dating app was not really to date, but to meeting new people.
But it could potentially date?
It depends on the season in my life.
Okay.
Say right now, if I feel like I want to date, a dating app is a go-to. But if I want to meet friends, dating app is also there. Yeah, and I've met both categories of people on a dating app like
Bumble. You've been looking for men.
No, so I chose. I was interested in women, so I've been meeting women.
I think you can't even choose both. You can't, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
I don't think you can.
On Bumble.
That's weird, actually. Why can't you?
Why can't you?
Why don't you have the best of both?
We don't know for sure.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yes. Insert Miley Cyrus. I don't think you can.
Okay.
I stand to be corrected, though, but I don't think you can choose both.
Okay.
But ask for your height, which is weird.
So many other things.
It's so weird.
So weird. It's not weird. There's a whole dynamic to how dating apps actually work, and we'll discuss all these in detail later down the podcast. Jennifer,
hey,
what's your run-in with dating apps?
Okay, so unlike both of you, I haven't used Tinder.
Why? Why not?
Because I heard so many bad things about Tinder.
Okay.
On Twitter.
For example.
Well, I don't want to say. It was, well, most of, it was from guys, and most of them alluded to the fact that some of the women on there were not there to date, but to
hook up.
Not
some. From my personal experience, I could probably say, if I'm giving off a rough estimate of looking at the profiles I've come across and the actual people I've interacted on Tinder, I could say a good 80% of people on Tinder are not women or people with wombs.
Oh, wait,
they
what?
Are
I'm saying people with wombs because I'm trying to be politically correct. Are not there to date. It's usually for hookups, quote unquote, because Tinder, having invented and patented the swipe interface, swipe left, swipe right, and which has been like widely copied by almost every dating app I can think about, kind of like created hookup culture, the hot or not model. So yes, and hookup culture, as we know it generally, is a little bit different from hookup culture in Ghana. If you are referring to hookup culture in Ghana, you are more or less referring to sex work.
Yeah, transaction.
Yeah, a sexual transaction, like to...
Oh, it's not just to hook up and go home.
No, it's not okay. It's not like we are hooking up and going home. It's like, yeah, we are hooking up and they're giving some cash at the end of it. And then next time, if you're interested, we meet again.
It's a lot of work.
So. With my personal experience with dating apps, I think 3 or 4 years ago, I tried Tinder. Also quite forgettable experience. I've tried a number of places.
I think Badoo.
Badoo, yes.
That I tried for approximately an hour, and I deleted that.
Yeah, I've tried Badoo. I've also tried Bumble, and a couple of other websites which don't necessarily have
apps, okay,
so to speak, because the unfortunate thing about some of the services we're about to talk about is they are not exactly available in Ghana, at least for the apps.
Mm-hmm.
Example, Match.com, Plenty of Fish. You didn't find their apps you find them, but say, sorry, this app is not available in your geographical. Sorry if you're from Ghana. This is one of the perks of being another's Ghana. Yes, so this app is not available in your geographical location. I've tried a few other conventional or traditional means of dating, like personal sites, of which there are quite a lot. Currently, I can talk about Locanto, Topics. Topics used to be quite popular a couple of years back, but Ghana was kind of like banned from Topics. The personal section for Ghana was banned because it was subverted for other means. You know how you talked about most of the people, you said you'd heard that people had bad experiences on Tinder and all that, and then most of the people you meet over there were there for hookup. Once again, hookup in quote unquote, because it's sex work actually. So Topics had been subverted for in that same way, and also scammers, mm-hmm. a lot of them. So it was banned in the end. If you go to topics right now, you didn't see, for Ghana, you didn't see anything about, I don't even know if it's still active. You didn't see anything on the personal section. Also with Craigslist, which I tried, and we'll talk about these very soon. So we briefly talked about the popular dating apps here in Ghana, and we can all agree. I think for me, it's Tinder, Badoo, and
Bumble.
Yes. I don't know.
In a traditional sense.
In a traditional sense. There might be some other apps which I might be available in Ghana, as I said, because there's a lot of dating apps right out there. But when we are taking, we're not talking in terms of even the global market cap. We have Tinder, we have Badoo, like in order of. We have Tantan and Bumble, Match, Plenty of Fish, and Hinge.
Oh, now, yeah, I've heard of Hinge as
you've,
well.
You've heard of Hinge, yeah. So yeah. Hinge is making waves elsewhere. Unfortunately, it's also not available in Ghana. On this list, what I have available in Ghana, as in like you can go to your phone and then you can go to your store or whatever and download and use, is Tinder, Badoo, and Bumble, just these three. And I guess it's pretty limiting, but I don't think it's very limiting in that sense, because we still have other options available to us. And you guys have probably used all three. No, you said you haven't used Tinder.
No, I haven't. I haven't used Badoo extensively.
Extensively?
No. So I used it for like an hour.
Yeah. Okay, why did you uninstall?
What happened? I think I just started and I wasn't interested in what I was seeing. I was like, nah, I don't want to do this.
Okay. What about Bumble?
Bumble, I subscribed early this year.
Okay.
As well.
You actually bought a subscription?
Subscribed. I downloaded it.
You downloaded it?
Yeah, I downloaded it. Because, yeah. So a friend of mine told me about it. Like, oh, it was a guy. He said it was a great way to meet new people.
Okay.
So I said, okay, fine. And I downloaded it. And yeah, you know, you have to swipe like left or right.
Yeah, the same. Just like Tinder. Hot or not, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think with Bumble, they have like categories. Usually you can say certain things about yourself. So that is usually, it can be a conversation starter. So yeah, that's usually just swipe right if you're interested and left if you're not. And with Bumble, the woman initiates the conversation. So I think as a guy, you can swipe, but then she also needs to swipe right on you as well. And when you both swipe right, I think you get
a match.
It's a match. And then the woman has to initiate the conversation.
Within the 24 hours.
Yeah, within 24 hours, yes.
Yes.
And then sometimes the men are able to extend.
Yeah.
Yes, that is if they subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you have a free extension.
One free extension.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so, yes. this thing about Bumble, I think, is one of the features which shoots itself in the foot here in Ghana. Because trust me, with most of the women I've probably interacted online, I may feel a little bit, somehow I'll say I'm being bigoted or biased by saying this, but I don't think Ghanaian ladies, at least the ones I met, are that good at initiating good conversations.
Well, I
want to hear what ADG has to say.
I largely have not experienced that with Bumble. So I have had quite a number of matches since I downloaded it. And I've interacted with lots of them. Yes, some of them we matched and I never heard from them.
Okay.
But I would say, I don't know, just a handful of them. But most times they initiate the conversation as the app requires you to. And we have conversations, some of them are great, some of the conversations are great, others are just
like lackluster,
dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just move on with our lives. And yeah, that's been my general experience with Bumble.
That's been your general experience with Bumble. Also about Tinder and Badoo, if you've used any of those.
I used Tinder 4 years ago. Not a great experience. Never got to meet anyone. And I matched with a number of people.
Wow, certified lover boy.
We had conversations which were not very, you know, pleasant. Yes, I also noticed that most people on there were there for business.
Yeah, so to speak.
And at the time, I wasn't interested in doing business with people. So, yeah, we had different priorities. So, yeah, very forgettable experience, I uninstalled. Also, around the time, there was, I think, even still, there's some, what's the word? Is there stigma around using dating apps?
Yes, there is.
In Ghana.
There totally is.
So, once I noticed Tinder wasn't for me, I wanted no footprint.
If you're on Tinder, people assume you are doing business or hooking up.
Exactly. So I wanted no trace of myself on there. So I deleted my account, deleted the app, moved on. In 2021, it's much better. The stigma is still there, but it's better, and I just care less, really.
I think maybe you just care less.
Yeah, I care
less.
I
don't know if it's any better, really.
Yeah, I care less. I mean, I've been on Bumble. I actually tried Bumble early last year, the first time. That's when we were on lockdown, I think.
Oh, actually, it's last year.
I tried, and not so many people were on, so I just deleted the app. And then this year, I joined again, and we saw lots of people, lots of great people, actually. I saw really, really nice profiles. I mean, picture and content wise,
okay,
really, really nice people. And since then, like, dozens of people join every day. Don't ask me how I know this, but dozens of people join the app every day in Ghana.
Okay,
I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you everyone to Edugee's engagement next week. Yes, but yeah, what you're saying is true, and when you talked about women not being able to initiate good conversation, I think we're used to it being the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of people,
they're used
to, to the guy initiating the conversation, trying to get to know you. So it might be a little difficult. And I think that I've had an experience where I think I texted the guy and he was giving like straight answers. I'm like, dude, why are you here? Okay, not interested in this. But I've made great friends. I think for most of the people that I ended up having like an extensive conversation with have all become my friends. I was telling Edugee off air that some of them have become my friends so much that I forget that we met on Bumble.
On Bumble.
Yeah, like they're great, great friends.
Yeah.
So.
Because I was about to ask about that. How do you think the algorithms, before I even go to that, I think I need to basically explain to some of our listeners how the algorithms on these dating apps work. Tinder, for example, claims that their matching algorithm was based on the Elo rating system, which was used to rate chess players. This basically means that the more it's like a credit score. So like the more right swipes I get on my profile, my score begins to rise and my desirability goes up. Yeah. So my profile is shown more to people in the community,
yeah,
as opposed to people who get more like left. If you keep on getting like left swipes, your profile begins to get buried beneath other matches. So that is a fair idea of how their algorithm works. And I think Tinder was one of the first to use proximity-based matching algorithms, whereby they match you to people close to you. I think Grindr, if I'm not wrong, Grindr actually innovated that.
Yes.
But Tinder took it to the next level.
Yeah. So Grindr is like...
It reminds me of that song.
The Companion.
Wait, what's his name?
Grindr. It's Mona, for gay people.
For gay people, yeah. Grindr is a dating app for like gay people.
True.
I was about to say, like, reminds me of like when Kwaku Kese said, Mona Mude Bain, so yeah, so they match you based on people like in your area, which now a lot of dating apps use. Badoo, for example, also uses that. And then an extended feature which Badoo actually utilizes in this case is they not just show you people around you, but they're able to show you people who are online close to you. Mm-hmm. And for most of them, you don't need to swipe or you don't need to necessarily match with them in order to be able to talk to them. You can talk to people who are close by, or decide to like use the algorithm to match with people based on your preferences. Now, we established that these like apps make use of the information you volunteer about yourself, your political views, which Bumble asks you for, mm-hmm. your spirituality, your height, smoking preference, and blah, 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 yeah. blah, even about kids and all that. Mm-hmm. They used to match people who are close to you. Now, there's a question of whether actually these algorithms are accurate, because one thing about human interaction is that algorithms, I don't believe, can perfectly or can accurately facilitate romantic attraction between people online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's flawed. It's not... I'll just say it's imperfect. I think algorithms are helpful, but they are very, very flawed.
Yes, most of them. Yeah,
humans are incredibly complex.
Complex, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In our wants and our desires, I'll use myself as an example here. There are periods where I feel like this is the type of person I'm interested in. And then fast forward 2 months down the line, I'm like, no, I'm actually interested in this other kind of person, you know, and my preferences always shift a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so using a rigid algorithm to suit someone like me, and it's the same for many people, is just not perfect. I mean, sometimes you meet someone, you think, it's your
taste, quote,
your spank.
And not that they are horrible people or whatever, but you just realize that, okay, it turns out they were not your spank. And then your taste, your what do you call it? What you think your spec is refined. So you're like, okay, I thought I wanted this, but no, I actually wanted this other kind of person.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, we learn more about ourselves based on the people we meet and realize, okay, I don't want this, I want this.
Okay, so since we are on you now, I would want to know, with the matches you've gotten so far, are you satisfied with the kind of matches you've gotten on these like dating platforms?
So what if these people are listening to the podcast? So I'll just be safe and say, yeah, I've met amazing people.
You met amazing people?
On... definitely not on Bumble. Fun fact, the last time I was here to record a podcast, I was here with a guest. She was not on the podcast, but I met that person on Bumble. We're friends. We're really, really good friends.
We're really, really good friends. Yeah. Okay, we met her on Bumble.
Yeah.
And okay, so I think I'll to tie into what you said, your successes versus like your...
failures.
Yes.
So it depends. What do you deem a failure? As in, I went on a date with a person and the date sucked, or the conversation in the Bumble itself sucked?
Let's add that all together.
No, I've not. Sadly, I have not been on many bad dates.
Okay.
Why are you saying sadly?
No, because I want to be able to tell stories about bad dates. You know, it's always good days, great days, good days, great. Like I'm bored.
And what does usually end up from
bad?
There?
I want drama. I want. You know,
wow, controversy. You want drama.
No, I don't want drama. Sorry, I take that back. But I want something I could look back on 2 months later and just laugh about it.
Okay.
I've had probably one bad date experience, and of course, the person wasn't on Bumble. I met her on Twitter.
Okay.
But aside that, I've had between good and great dating experiences.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, some of them have led to friendships.
And
some of them have been romantic. Some of them...
Okay, you went back to your place afterwards?
Some of them actually just died.
Okay.
Even though, I mean, mutually we had...
Oh, they died. I'm like, oh my God,
Not the people.
The people
didn't die. Well, I don't know. I haven't found them in a while. So maybe they did.
Died off.
But as far as I know, we just didn't keep going. It wasn't like nothing particular happened. We just stopped.
Yeah.
It happens. These things. Mm-hmm. Okay. These happen.
What about you, Jenny?
I don't think on Bumble I've had any terrible dates. No.
Okay, so you've actually met people from Bumble,
yeah.
A lot of people.
And the ones who become my friends.
Okay.
Were the ones that eventually we met out of the app.
I think even on Bumble has a feature where you can select whether you're looking for friends or looking for a relationship.
BFF. I mean, I didn't choose that, but I don't know. For some reason, All of them have become.
They become a good friend. So I'm wondering why we're talking about dating apps and you're also talking about friendships. Which one of these interactions have led to anything beyond
friendship.
A platonic friendship?
Oh, so some of my Bumble interactions have led to romantic, whatever it is. Some of them were leading to, and then they just broke midway. I also remember, I did say I've not been on many bad dates, but then conversations I've had on Bumble, I've had some pretty bad conversations. Some of them were just dead. Like, they just came like, okay, I've come, so talk to me.
What she said.
Wow. So, you know, talk to me. Other people too have been quite... I think maybe it was just one experience where someone was rude. I've had late replies. I've had someone who just came in and she wasn't down for hooking up or anything, but like she was like, she's trying to, you know, like her approach was, she's trying to sleep with me.
Okay.
So like,
so what's up?
What's up? And like, I should send her explicit stuff and everything. And I'm like, me usually I need to, you know, have a connection with someone before, and like this is just day one.
This question, I'm being led off the rails, but I'm a little bit curious. Have you ever?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. Okay.
I don't know what the question is, but the answer is no.
The answer is no. Okay, because people usually do this when they meet other people online, and then they make use of places like Telegram or Snapchat. I'm talking about places. Do you know? WhatsApp is generally, to anyone listening, if you know you're into this kind of thing, WhatsApp is a bad idea to exchange explicit stuff, in my opinion. Even though I think they have this new view once feature.
Telegram, I can easily take a screenshot.
Telegram and Snapchat, I've found, in my experience, have been very, very much better at hiding sensitive information because you can not only mask your name or your Telegram handle and your phone number, where you can initiate a secret chat where everything exchanged in the chat is secure. Snapchat chats disappear. You can set them to disappear after viewing. And also, I think when you take a screenshot, it alerts the other user.
Okay, so with that, I'm thinking, so it alerts me that taking the screenshot.
Yeah.
Like someone's taking the screenshot. What can I do?
So at least you get to know there's been breach of like privacy in some way. You are aware. On Snapchat, you have no means. I said Snapchat, sorry, WhatsApp.
Yeah, you don't.
You have no way to tell about that. So, yeah, I think, did I ask you whether any of these had, I would also want to know whether any of these experiences had led to something more than just friendship?
Well, like Itoji said, it was on the way, and then...
It was in a pipeline.
Yeah, it was in a pipeline, and I just realized, I felt like it would be better suited as friends. So now all my Bumble people, I still have their name saved with Bumble.
That's annoying.
I'm sorry, like, otherwise I'll forget. So
Bumblebees. Bumblebees.
Oh, Bumblebee. That's why I ended that. But yeah, so it's been like that. It hasn't been controversial or anything, or like, oh my God, you wasted my time. Oh,
yeah.
I don't really have time for that. So, I mean, we're still very, very cool, very good friends.
All right, perfect. So, to those who have been listening to us so far, we've talked about dating apps in general. We've discussed our brief experiences on most of the dating apps we've used, the ones which are popular in Ghana, and we'd have to pause at this point and continue this episode in a separate... Did I just say that? This episode in a separate episode. Tautology, I know. So I've been your host, Salam Donyo. I've had with me Edu G. Your surname, man.
Nomi.
Okay, I've told you it always.
But you're from my side.
Yeah, there's something about it. I'll text it to you on WhatsApp if I see it here.
Text it on Snapchat or Telegram.
Telegram. Where I know sensitive information will never be leaked. And I've had with me Jennifer Barr.
Yes.
And we're going to catch you guys same time next week. Thanks for sticking with us. If there's anything we said, something quite interesting you caught on, which you think you'd want us to know, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at AFD Tech Talk. Subscribe to us in your podcast app and share this podcast with your friends. Until then, same time next week. See ya.